There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in on a geopolitical note here. Chris and I and Corey were chatting off mic earlier today, actually about 2 or 3 hours ago. We were talking about the situation with the apparent cyber attack possibly caused by the ISIS group. This concerns me, even though the government poo-poos it and sweeps it over under the rug and saying it's not important, no information was achieved, etc., etc. I think it's important because I think it could be the beginning of a trend. Chris, what do you think, bud?
You finished that statement, Al, or question, with the operative words. This could be the beginning of a trend. It is the beginning of a trend. I think it's the acceleration of a trend. One of the things that I talk about in my publication called Your Investment Playbook for 2015 is that especially for people that with at least part of their portfolio would really like to try and be somewhat of a buy and hold investor and find those trends and those industries, those companies that make some sense and should do well regardless of what the overall market does, at the top of your list has got to be this subject. We had the hack of Sony Pictures. Before that, you know, late last year, we had a couple of headlines about Hollywood starlets and their intimate pictures being hacked and posted online. Cybersecurity, cyber warfare, which yesterday's incident falls in the category of, however you want to characterize this, I don't care what your views are about whether the S&P is going to crash or whether oil is going to shoot back up or what the price of gold is going to do. Apart from all of that stuff, there is no question that in the years to come, we are going to see increasing warfare involving computers and networks and things like this. So do you think there's an investing theme there? There certainly is. Late last fall, when we were able to catch it near its low, I told my subscribers to buy a company called FireEye. It's up nicely since then. They got the business to clean up the mess of Sony. They're going to get more business. They're the cutting-edge cybersecurity company. I'm going to be adding to that list. But that's just one area, guys. You know, when we were talking earlier, one of the things that I pointed out to you and Corey, Al, was that one of the statistics that has been forgotten from the Great Depression is that at the same time that from top to bottom, from September of 29 until April of 1932, when the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the closest watch barometer of the stock market, was down by nearly 90%, one-third of all public companies were higher during that same time. That was because they were innovative, they supplied the necessities of life that people couldn't do without better than their competition, etc. And to some extent, I think we have opportunities today to look at those trends. This is one of them, and there's a couple others I'd like to talk about if we have time. This is one of those trends where, again, regardless of what you think about macroeconomics, the global situation and whatnot, you can do a whole lot worse than taking a small position in some cybersecurity companies.
Chris, cybersecurity is one topic that has fascinated me for a number of reasons and for a number of years. And one of the aspects about investing in cybersecurity in one form or another is I always think you need to segregate companies into at least two different categories, general categories. One being cybersecurity for the public sector, whether that be companies, organizations, individuals, and then another sector for government cybersecurity, because the government is actually going out and acquiring and also contracting out different companies to work with them on the cybersecurity. So do you have a preference, or do you think one is better than the other to be focusing on, whether that be personal or more corporation cybersecurity or government cybersecurity?
Well, I think this is evolving. I think there's some overlap in both of those areas. Let me tell you one of the things I like about FireEye, and they're not the only company that's good that people should be involved in, but in their particular case, they can help defend against targeted attacks. It's one thing if you've got a hacker someplace in the world that is able to infect, you know, Windows operating systems through some kind of language. And, of course, anybody that's on Windows, as many of us are, know that on a regular basis you're getting updates and patches and so forth to protect against that. What the bigger danger is these days is targeted attacks, where they can figure out a way to get into your specific system and nobody else's. That's what FireEye is good at. Again, there's other companies out there, but this is an evolving thing. You know, very recently there was an exchange-traded fund that was introduced that I'm still learning a little bit about. I kind of like it. There's a couple things I don't like about it because I think they're too broad. But having said that, it's probably going to be one of the better places to be in it. For anybody that wants to do their own homework on it, the ticker symbol, appropriately enough, is HACK, H-A-C-K, for this exchange-traded fund.
Well, there's a big opportunity there, I think, for investment. There's no question about that. I think that it is probably the next major black swan that we're going to see, and I think we had a glimpse of that black swan flying around here just a couple of days ago, even though the government is poo-pooing the entire situation. Anything else, Chris?
Well, you know, a couple things real quick, and again, in trying to look at things dispassionately, just use some common investing sense. Right in front of me right now, and I pulled this up for purposes of our discussion, The Economist, in a tweet the other day, had a story from their website, and the headline says it all. We will need to produce more food in the next 40 years than in the previous 10,000 combined. There's an investing theme. I already have several agriculture-related companies on my list that are as close as I would come, and in one case in particular, to saying, here's a company that you can buy it and forget about it. So that's another theme. Another one that I've talked about until I'm blue in the face recently is the fact that the direction of interest rates. One of the things that has not been discussed, you know, we've all talked in the recent past about the financial fallout that I believe is coming. You want to talk about a black swan event, 60% drop in crude oil's price and the damage it's going to do before 2015 is over. There's your black swan event. Okay, mark my words. But beyond that, we have a situation where zillions of dollars worth of pension funds are underwater. They cannot any longer invest for yield because interest rates have been compressed. So what happens? There's a big long-term theme. The immediate way to play that, as I've been saying, is to bet that long-term U.S. interest rates, and official interest rates I'm talking about, meaning Treasury notes and bonds, will continue to be compressed going forward. You know, the biggest position in my recommended portfolio, Al, for over a year now has been TLT. It's the iShares Long-Term Government Bond Fund. The total return is a little over 30% in the last year. Not too shabby for supposedly boring and low-yielding government bonds. What else is there? These pension funds everywhere are going to have to look, where do we go for yield without getting ridiculous about things? There's a lot of sectors of the stock market right now, good solid companies that yield 3% to sometimes 7 or 8% that are sustainable yields. You know, I'm not talking about stuff that people know about already. Electric utilities, for example, are obscenely overpriced, but it's because of interest rates. Where else are you going to go? And I'm saying that for people also that want to look at some good, well-valued companies with good dividend yields that aren't overpriced, this, again, is another long-term macro trend, because I've got news for the people out there still talking about, you know, the government bond market in this country, and I'm isolating my comments to that. I need to underscore that. Being a bubble, there's a whole lot of other bubbles that are going to blow up before that one does. And so that's something else people can look at. And again, if you're in the right places to capitalize on lowering long-term treasury yields, you can do well regardless of, I think, of what the overall market does.
What is the number, 46,674,364, mean to you, Chris?
The number of people that collect food stamps.
Isn't that interesting? Happy days are here again.
we are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Did you go to guns80.com and get your AR-15 yet? I took my buddy Mark out to lunch the other day to thank him for turning me on to guns80.com, and suddenly our old pal Dan showed up and joined us. Of course, Mark immediately started selling him on the great deals at guns80.com and told him how you can buy a brand new rifle at a great price, keep your privacy, and how it can be delivered right to your front door, and that there was no visit to a gun dealer involved, there are no government papers to fill out. Dan was such an easy sell, he just pulled out his iPhone right there and went to guns80.com and ordered his Ghost AR. Wow. You can call guns80.com right now. Their number is 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. By the way, demand they pay market commission, okay? Call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80 and demand they pay Mark, please. He deserves a commission. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80 and get your Ghost AR-15 on the web at guns80.com. Go now.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. We're chatting with Chris Martinson right now. You know, Chris was quoted in the major media yesterday, given with his views on what's going on between Russia and the Ukraine, given the announcement that the president of Ukraine made just yesterday, if I'm not mistaken. I think we do need to chat about that a little bit because geopolitics, at least in my opinion, do matter for investors. Chris, your thoughts?
its big announcement, Poroshenko said that he's going to be mobilizing 50,000 servicemen and women to the front lines. This is a big call-up. It's a draft. It's a conscription. It's whatever you will. And this tells us a lot about the fact that the conflict is escalating over there, and we have just a huge number of related geopolitical things going on. Now, I know that Russia and the Ukraine are largely out of our news cycle here. I opened up every major newspaper this past week, not one word about what's going on there. But what's happening is Russia is really very unhappy with the United States now funneling arms, lethal and non-lethal, to the junta in Kiev. And they do not like having an active armed rebellion right on their border, as I hope everybody listening can understand. That's a certain concern. So what really happened here for me, Al, is that it was in December. First, we had House Resolution 758. That passed on December 4th. That was entitled Strongly Condemning the Actions of the Russian Federation under President Vladimir Putin, which has carried out a policy of aggression against neighboring countries aimed at political and economic domination. The resolution is packed with a variety of one-sided assertions. It leaves no diplomatic wiggle room. Ron Paul is on record as saying these are the sorts of resolutions that have in the past led to war because they box us in. It leaves no room for the possibility that Russia has a different view of what's transpired in Ukraine. And then it was just a week later that the Senate passed the Ukraine Freedom Support Act, which then went further, still accusing Russia of things for which it provided no proof, and then authorized lethal military aid to now be funneled to Kiev, including sniper and assault rifles, mortar shells, Stinger missiles, anti-tank missiles, night vision goggles, stuff. So we're now actively funneling weapons over there. Russia is none too pleased. And it was just a couple days ago, Russia announced that they are going to completely rejigger their entire energy relationship with Europe, running their gas through Turkey. It's a big, big deal. Lots happening. People need to know about it.
Chris, I find this story quite interesting last year. And as you mentioned, yes, this year, and even at the tail end of last year, it hasn't been on the newspaper's front page, let alone even on their back page. And I think that's because there haven't been, I guess, huge new escalations in the sense that new countries haven't been brought into this war, I guess, that's being fought. But there is this Cold War that's going on behind the scenes that we all have seen the political actions of our leaders to cut off certain aspects of Russia to hopefully cut them off from funding due to their oil and natural gas supplies. But the fact of the matter is, I still believe that Russia is in a better place than when they started this, because they do have a warm water port, and they have seen some support from China and other countries to make deals away from the petrodollar. So I think in the long run, Russia might come ahead on this, but I really hope we don't get to a war. But from what you're saying, it sounds like we might be heading down a sort of war, at least between those two countries, which would inevitably bring in bordering countries, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. So, Corey, if you're talking about a kinetic war where we're actually shooting bullets at each other, that's a concern. We're on the path that could go there. If I lived in Europe, I'd be very worried about it. But let's be clear. The United States has already been waging war by other names, economic war, financial, trade, all through the sanctions, and a political war against Russia with Victoria Nuland stepping in front of the House Foreign Affairs Committee saying that we were seeking in Russia political change, which is, you know, shorthand for regime change, meaning they're targeting Vladimir Putin specifically. They would like to get him out. That's a really dangerous – you know, you can run that when you're up against a Grenada, or maybe you're up against a guy from Noriega from Panama, or you're up against a Saddam or a Gaddafi. But this is Putin. This is a nuclear armed country. It feels reckless. And what really caught me, it was so reckless that no less a figure than Kissinger came out and said that this was a fatal mistake, our approach towards Russia via the Ukraine situation. When even Kissinger says you're being reckless in your use of power, I think your policy might be off the rails a little bit. So this is a really high tension situation, and I'm very concerned about it. And the United States is not backing down. We're just continuing to double down on the pressure. So this is something that even though it's not on the news cycle, your listeners really should be aware of it, because it could lead to even greater effects.
Chris, if I could ask you, I agree that the policy the U.S. took was the wrong one, but there's no turning back now, is there?
You know, diplomacy means that it's the art of compromise. So if you're unwilling to make compromises, I would agree there's no direction to go. Russia, I think, has been fairly measured. They've not lashed out. They've not gone out of their way to respond with tit-for-tat sanctions against the United States, and I don't think it would be wise for them to do that. They know they're up against a bigger adversary. But Russia has been relatively conciliatory. The United States could become conciliatory. Here's the thing that bothers me a lot, Corey. I can't find anybody at any level who can tell me, any level of government or even in the military side, who can tell me what the compelling interest of the United States in Ukraine is. They don't have any natural resources that are particularly relevant to us. It's not a particular gateway or portal to any trade routes that are of immense importance. It's a fairly corrupt country. You know, we wouldn't want to own it ourselves, I don't think. So it really looks like we're using Ukraine as a way to goad Russia into something. And that's the part that bothers me. Nobody can answer what that's about. The closest I've come to understanding this is that it's really China we're trying to contain. And Russia has all these massive assets of energy that China desperately needs. The unintended consequence of this, then, has been to exactly force China and Russia closer together rather than drive a wedge. All that's really happened is that a wedge has been driven between the West, that's U.S. and Europe, and Russia. And now it's a fairly delicate point right now.
Personal opinion coming from Big Al here is real simple, and that is, I think this is politics that are absolutely ridiculous. I agree with everything that you said. Politics on the part of the United States, I have to say. I think our president wants to be able to go down in history as becoming the man who stared Putin down. He's not going to be able to do that, in my humble opinion. I firmly, firmly believe that, Chris, and I have to tell you, I think it's a very large mistake for all of the reasons that you just mentioned. Corey, what do you think, bud?
I think that this tension is definitely not going away anywhere, and Russia is still a strong hand, I believe. And the closer they get drawn to China, I think the more worries the Western world should have. Because if China starts getting this supply of cheap energy and is able to expand their economy, then they can become more of a superpower than we've even seen currently. And I think that that could put that side of the world even more on the map and make the U.S. take notice. Because the fact of the matter is, wars are no longer fought necessarily with bombs and boots on the ground. We're seeing them be fought more and more politically, more and more technologically. There are different avenues out there right now, and with the U.S. thinking that they can just go into any country and give them arms and supply them with warheads, you know, I don't think that that's necessarily going to be their strongest move moving forward. Always enjoy chatting with you.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You know, I got to tell you, Chris Martinson is one of the most interesting guests that we have on the show. We have a lot of interesting guests on the show. I really enjoy getting Chris's perspective, particularly on geopolitical issues. Another perspective that Corey and I value very highly is a gentleman by the name of Dan Kurz. Dan lives in Florida part-time and part-time in Switzerland. You got to be really close to that situation that happened just a couple of days ago in Switzerland, Dan. But rather than focus on that, I want to focus on what you and I and Corey were chatting about off mic when you were discussing the fissures, I guess I should say, in the financial system. You know, I find it really interesting as we were discussing that a country that is in as bad a shape economically as it is, as for example the United States, has interest rates that nowhere near reflect the risk involved. I find it interesting that the interest rates in Germany are negative, reflecting absolutely not reflecting anything at all to do with risks investing there. And, you know, you feel very strongly that all of this was just pointing to a higher gold price around the corner. You want to elaborate on that for us?
I think, in essence, we are facing, Alan Corey, an increasingly volatile fiat currency regime globally based, right? I mean, you mentioned the S&P decision, totally unexpected, against the word of the S&P head, Thomas Jordan, just late last year. But overall, we really, either through a Bernanke put, a Yellen put, an ECB put, we have the carry trade making zillions off of guarantees that the central banks will hold interest rates down. What's happened with the S&P's unexpected decision is the question mark. Will this be good forever and a day? In other words, do the central banks really have your back? And only so long. You know, it lasts until it doesn't. And these fissures that are created obviously breed what? They breed mistrust. They break down the confidence in the Keynesian fiat money regimes. And in essence, the evisceration of a lot of the free market that has occurred since this has really been revved up. So it makes people wonder at the end of the day, do I want to diversify? Do I want to purchase insurance in what's proven to be real money since time immemorial? The simple example being 100 years ago, an ounce of gold bought a tailored suit. It really does today as well, or roughly, but you just need 100 times more dollars.
So, Dan, if I understand you correctly, you're saying that all this Keynesian money printing is eventually going to lead to the collapse of all the currencies out there? Because if that's what you're going down, I would say that I kind of disagree with that, simply because I believe that there are always going to be currency. I don't think that we're ever going to go back to simply a gold standard on any currency. So I would think that maybe we would just see a shift into a different ruling currency. That being said, unfortunately, it seems like every country around the world has practically zero interest rates and has their finger on the print button.
That's true, Corey. I mean, historically, and we discussed this late last year, the average life expectancy of a fiat currency is between 24 and 42 years. History never repeats precisely, but I think the real lowdown of it, the message that you can, what you can take away, is that when governments can print money willy-nilly and not via value creation or GDP growth, that it creates these excesses, they feed upon themselves, and over time we're going to have a rejiggering. Because obviously, as you said, you cannot have yields that represent absolutely nothing in real terms and have increasing both sovereign default and or inflation risks thanks to the printing press. Now, yes, we're not going to go away from having money in the form that we know it, but there might well be a move back to pegging it to gold and having currencies that, in fact, are backed at least partially by gold. You saw that move, that referendum by the Swiss People Party to return Switzerland's balance sheet, the S&Bs, to having 20% gold. And at the end of the day, that limits and disciplines central banks from printing, you know, untold amounts of money, which over time obviously devalue the currency, and currency debasement ends in one fashion. Ultimately, it's massive inflation. So I think the discipline and those currencies that have bigger gold repositories to back them with, that are going to reintroduce some kind of discipline, tether themselves to the increases in gold, are going to be, all said and done, probably the strong currencies. I mean, that's what happened when when America gained most of the world's gold, and Britain before it, and I think that's a trend that should play out in the future as well.
So you're basically saying that in terms of your clientele, you are recommending gold right now. I can't, you know, I don't believe that you're recommending exclusively gold, but boy, you seem to be really kind of rampantly enthusiastic, Dan.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's two ways to do it. We are recommending it to Naples Asset Management. It's a satellite position. It isn't the main course or the primary exposure. I want to make that clear. But that goes hand in hand, Corey and Al, with purchasing scarce real assets and to do so via liquid stocks. If you have global exposure to dense energy, oil is on the floor. We've seen this before in 08 and the last recession, only to have it pick up very strongly and quickly within a year, year and a half, because we can't do without it, and it's getting more and more expensive to extract. I think the same thing holds true in a broad sense of the word for agricultural investments, and gold is kind of the passport in all of this. So if you can construct a portfolio, reduce the durations, shorten the bond durations, especially given where, you know, the manipulation we have at the government bond level across the world, shorten durations, put some real assets and wrap them as liquid in the most liquid fashion, and then at least you're going to be positioned well if this whole manipulation game comes apart at the seams, like the S&B initiative shows can happen overnight.
So
you're looking for assets that correlate negatively, right, with your stock market, with the corporate bond market, and with government bonds, and also that are scarce and difficult to substitute for.
so very much a protection mechanism, I guess you're saying, that you think that this all cannot continue and we will have some sort of regression to the mean or huge drop. And that being said, you believe that gold will be the shining star at the end of it.
Well, gold, and in an exaggerated sense, silver, also scarce real assets, particularly fossil fuel-based and the infrastructure behind them. As I said, we're under massive pressure, but I think for anyone that has a time horizon for a year or more, it's a huge buying opportunity. I said the same thing in early 09, by the way. But yes, Corey, I think you need to have, you know, the old Swiss private banking rule of thumb was to have between 5% and 10% of your worth, net worth, your portfolio, if you will, in physical gold. And a lot of people are out there and saying, hey, gold is only a great inflation hedge. It's a terrible deflation hedge. Well, only partly true, because if deflation is based upon productivity, wealth of nations, they are ever so right. But if deflation is based upon debt mountains, which the printing presses enabled, and moral hazard, and you know, puts by the central banks, why then you're setting the stage for what? Even more money printing, because that's the only way that's left out of this. It's not a way out, but history shows that that's what governments will do. They will print money until it's no longer worth much of anything. And if you have a debt-based deflation, which we're in the middle of, what always precedes, by the way, historically, a hyperinflationary round is a debt-induced deflation where governments can print money.
It's an interesting time, you know, and I say that ad nauseum, but I still maintain it's an interesting time because fundamentally, without the input that's coming from the quote-unquote leaders, the market would not be doing what it's doing. And I still would maintain, as Corey and I and Doc are on record as saying in a daily editorial yesterday, we agree completely with what Dan just said. We think gold is a very good place to be with a portion of your assets. Now ain't a bad time.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show with our friend Dan Oliver. You know, Dan is one of the most, I'd have to say, opinionated, bright guys who we have on the show. He's getting to be a regular guest on the show, and we definitely appreciate his input. I think it's something that does more than just merits a little bit of conversation. Dan, we want to talk about what the Swiss National Bank move. We'll talk a little bit about that, and we want to talk about what it means for gold. The pundits are still, as of our recording time anyway, which is Friday morning here. We recorded this yesterday, folks, but you know, the jury was still kind of out as to what the effect that would have on gold. Corey and I have some fairly strong thoughts on that, and we talked about those in a daily editorial yesterday. But what, in your opinion, what does that move by the Swiss National Bank mean for gold?
Yeah, I think it's very interesting. I mean, it may not have been coincidence that the day that the Swiss put the peg in at 1.2 euros was also the day that gold found its nominal high. And what we've seen in the last two trading days is that when the Swiss abandoned that peg, gold has been absolutely on fire. And trying to figure out those links may not quite be obvious, but it seems to me that there's a very historical parallel in the London gold pool, as I'm sure many of your listeners are aware. As the U.S., under Bretton Woods, the U.S. was supposed to keep a certain amount of gold reserves as against dollars, and other central banks kept dollars in the central banks. And given all the spending in Vietnam and the various society programs, the U.S. printed more money than it was supposed to. And to keep the gold price from breaking out, various European and American countries in America formed a cartel, essentially, to keep the gold price under wraps. And eventually the losses got so large that the French bailed out and said, forget it. And that was the beginning of the collapse of the gold standard in the West. Eventually Nixon had to abandon it. And the parallel is really this, that the Europeans have this tremendous problem with the euro, right? You have deflation in most of the European countries. You have Greece now that looks like it's being set up to reject all the debt that they have to Germany, and they make analogies to World War II. And this is a very deep emotional problem. And you have Draghi, the head of the ECB, threatening to do a massive QE. So the Swiss have been there buying all these euros up to keep the Swiss franc from strengthening. And what that does, essentially, is, you know, the Swiss have a tremendous amount of gold for the size of their country. They have 1,000 tons of gold for a GDP of about 600 billion versus, for example, the U.S., who have 8,000 tons, but our economy 17 trillion. So the percentage of gold that backs the Swiss franc essentially is enormous. And so you had essentially Swiss francs, which in some level are a very gold-like instrument because there's so much gold in Switzerland, supporting the euro. And basically what they said was, forget it, you know, the losses have just simply gotten too large to maintain this program. And so we saw, I think, within seconds of the announcement, the Swiss franc radically strengthened because this drain of gold essentially into Europe was stopping. And conversely, the euro has been a full-on collapse. If you look at the gold priced in euros, you see this incredible vertical move. And most vertical moves in markets aren't very stable. You know, when you see, for example, oil shot up to 150 in 2008, that was unsustainable. And then prices like, you know, internet companies, things like that. But when you see gold shooting up in a currency, you know, what's really happening is gold isn't changing. Gold is the most stable thing that exists. What's happening is the currency is plunging. And those don't usually resolve very, very well. In other words, usually when a currency plunges, it stays down. So I think this move we're seeing now, especially in euro terms, is sustainable and will be sustainable. The U.S. dollar is also strengthening a lot in terms of another currencies because of problems and because so much debt is denominated in dollars that there's a large indigenous demand for it. But we see gold going up in dollar terms as well. And this shows that all fiat currencies are falling. And I think the Swiss defection, I think Lagarde, the IMF, said yesterday that central bankers should have more communications. Well, what that signals is that the Swiss didn't tell anyone they're doing this. They just announced it because they're so scared. And so when the central banks start defecting against each other and stop coordinating, I think that's when you're going to see the problems get much, much worse than they are now. And what interests me, of course, is that none of the mainstream pundits seem to get this at all, right? The Swiss action isn't happening in a vacuum. It's happening in the context of oil collapsing, of copper collapsing, of iron ore down 50%, right? You have all these signals that China has major problems. Japan has major problems. So it's one more signal that the economic order that the Fed cobbled together after the collapse of 2009 is coming apart at the seams, and I think things will get very interesting in the near future.
I think things are pretty interesting right now. I think the fact that the general consensus among the financial community right now is that the Swiss move isn't really a long-term game changer for the price of gold. A lot of the pundits, UBS, Warburg, among others, are saying, you know, still kind of need to cool your jets a little bit. I'm not really sure that I would agree with that, Dan.
To me, it's not that Switzerland is large enough to change the value of gold. It's that gold value is constant. And what the Swiss move does, it tells you that the cooperation among the central planners among the world is breaking down, right? And that's a signal that it's going to be harder and harder for central planners to keep their bubbles going, essentially. So that's what I look at. And don't forget that the capital is flooding the Swiss franc because it's stable, but they also, at the same time, lowered their interest rates in negative, I think, 75%. So if you buy Swiss francs now, yes, it's better than the euro, but you're paying that privilege where, of course, if you own gold, you don't pay negative interest rates like that. So it makes gold relatively more attractive as a safe haven. And I think, again, that's why we're seeing gold prices spike. I mean, usually these spikes on events don't last that long. I mean, when a plane crashes right in the Ukraine, we had a nice, I don't know, $20 spike that lasted a few hours. I mean, usually these international incidents don't permanently change the price. But this one looks like it has legs. The miners are responding to it. And we'll have to see. But I think that to the extent it signals a disintegration of the international order and cooperation among these central bankers, I think it portends very big moves in the future.
Well, and Dan, I think there's no doubt that there are other central banks and countries watching what happens to the Swiss franc, simply because this was a move that came out of the blue, very much went against what the central bank in Europe wanted the Swiss to do. which you pointed out very well, that they said that they need to increase communication, which means that they went completely behind everybody's back and did what they thought was right. We have seen other countries with different referendums and votes try to get away from the normal policies that have been enacted by their central banks. And this was the first, I think, significant central bank move. And it came within a country who I think is fairly strong financially. But now we're also seeing them, as you said, drop into negative interest rates, which should be good for gold. Everybody talks about the opportunity cost of holding gold when interest rates are higher. You're not making any money. Well, right now, you don't need to. That argument is not valid because we have negative interest rates and gold has been rising against every currency. And that's the big thing that we need to take home, is that we're watching these $10 moves against the US dollar, but the other currencies are dropping so much that these moves are much, much greater in other countries. So I think it's just showing the world looking at gold more favorably and understanding that as central bankers continue to go down the road of depreciating their currencies, gold is the strong hand and will be shown that as we progress through, I think, this year and next year. It'll take some time, but these consistent moves, I think, are nothing but a good sign for gold.
I want to ask you one last question, Dan. I think that right now, given the environment that we're in, I think that right now gold is the ultimate safe haven investment.
Oh, I mean, I agree. Look, gold in any monetary metric, you look at the height of the money supply or credit or any of the things that actually measures money, gold is at a multi-century low, and other assets, junk bond stocks, are near all-time record highs. And so you just have to have some of it, at least in your portfolio, to balance your risk of your assets. So, one should always have some gold. I think now is a time where you need to have more than you usually have.
And those are our thoughts exactly as we expressed yesterday in a daily editorial. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show. We're in a crazy world right now. Stay nimble and stay informed.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.